Waterloo Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church in Portland. Not So Supernova is a full-length one-woman play exploring the edges of motherhood and marriage with humor and depth. Again, that's Not So Supernova on Saturday, January 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church, 4033 Southeast Woodstock Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us an Indian first then?
Hello, hello. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jack Malmstrom. We have a great show for you today. We have a guest. We have Nick Yellowhorse. We have music, poetry, and more. So much good stuff for you today on this wonderful Thursday evening. Starting off the show, of course, as usual, my personal favorite. This is Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Bougie Natives here on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio.
I was a puny dookie. Nietzsche, Nietzsche, looky, looky, how I get low when I boogie. Don't mind me some goody goodies. I'm Native Bougie. My wifey be the wolf, and I'm the wolf that's from the sea. And she no Pocahontas, more like Buffy St. Marie. Come do your dance with me. I dip, you dip, we dip. No, it ain't blasphemy. I sip, you sip, we sip with Nisika. I stand and rock with all my suit without the mooses. Me and bro came out the womb. Nietzsche 1 and Nietzsche 2. We very indigenous people. We some VIPs. I'm a blood thicker than Ulrike Gries. Nietzsche, please sing your song. This my jam. Got my fam all going ham for the land, not the gram. Stay Benay, it's who I am. We choose copper over gold. Praise the elders, I remember what I'm told. Never turn your back on home.
We them bougie natives.
I got turquoise on my red.
We them bougie natives.
Five rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brim.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
Put my knowledge in my brain.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
You can holler at my name.
Hey, aho. Can't you tell them woke? The smoke shop is closed. Can you tell your boys dope? Man, I'm spinning like I made it, and I'm smudging cause I'm broke again. Always running late, I hope the liquor store is open.
I got carvers, weavers, beaters, and designers on my team. I got braiders, hella famous, that I'm signing to my team. In my limousine, gonna look steezy, next to my digi queen.
Yeah, that's my Moose McGee.
I know ballers, I know chiefs, I know riders from the east. I know educated natives down to picket in the streets. Middle fingers to police, but we come in peace. I know red skin hippies that be giving
don't know, ain't elite. Bougie native, yes indeed. Art exhibit to the club, and we roll it 20 deep. Copper on my neck, gold on my ring, feather on my hat, skin stitch chin. 100 warriors on my back, daily drumming when I sing. Man, there ain't no way around it. I'm a
bougie native.
I got turquoise on my wrist.
We them bougie natives.
5 rings up on my fist.
We them bougie natives.
Big hat with the brim.
We them bougie natives.
Got that custom made bling.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
My knowledge in my brain.
We them bougie natives.
New city, new sweet grass, new sage.
We them bougie natives.
You can holler at my name.
Senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You could wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yap Dakota. And Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. Can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread, I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back? With a fade, get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dance into some magic sounds. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. Patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, play with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I want to burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Boriken. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a plot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night. The cookies sing back to us peacefully, those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our
That was 2 for 1 with Sage Patch Kid, and before that, Snotty Nose Res Kids with Bougie Natives. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, and we have a wonderful guest in the studio, and we also have, let's see here, Nick Yellow Horse. Nick?
Hello.
Why, hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And joining us in the studio is Enrique. Enrique, hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're very excited to hear all about stuff. So for the folks listening, do you care to introduce yourself and let us know what you're all about?
All right. Well, what am I all about? Well, for the time being, I'm all about the library. Again, my name is Enrique Rivera. I work for the Multnomah County Library, and I'm wanting to promote our Everybody Reads events that are coming up throughout this first part of the year. So with that, I want to give a word from our sponsors. I'll use my best, OPB voice or something. The Library Foundation, helping the library address emerging community needs through the private support. And the Literary Arts, bringing the world's most celebrated writers and artists and thinkers to our community. All right. So on that note, actually, the Literary Arts is the organization that makes the author visit possible. So Tommy Orange will be coming here March 5th. And if you attend some of the events that we're going to talk about, you can enter to win tickets to see him.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. And so he's just doing a live, like, kind of Q&A?
Let's see here. You know, I mean, I haven't been to one because I haven't bought the tickets and I've never won them. You know, and my pockets are kind of tight. But yeah, I mean, he's going to come and he's going to explain his book, and it's generally a Q&A sort of thing.
Awesome. So, this whole long event. So how long is it? How long is this, event stretching for?
Well, it does stretch out till March 5th, which is the last event. That's the culmination of Everybody Reads this year.
Okay.
But we just had one event yesterday, folks. You know, came, but you know, for those of you who missed yesterday, we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more events. Actually, technically 9, 10, 11, because there's Native Story Hour on Saturday, January 25th, February 8th, and Saturday, February 29th.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and that is going to be Karen Kitchen. And she's going to be doing a story hour featuring songs and books from Native cultures for children, families, elders, aunties, and uncles, and everyone is welcome for that. I do want to mention that there is one from NARA that's going to be in Gresham, and that is for the Native community. She's going to do that one at NARA. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not from the library, it's from them, but she's, you know, going to be doing the same thing.
Excellent. So this is just really cool to have representation like this for a span of like a few months at this point. Very, very excited. If you have the intel, how did this get started?
Well, Everybody Reads is an event that goes on every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for 17 years now, so I can't speak to that much of its origins.
That's right.
But we do it every year, and this year's event, well, the library director, Bailey Oakley, she chooses the book ultimately, and it's supposed to be a book that generates conversation, and this year's, of course, is Tommy Orange, and before they did the kickoff, they got a group of folks together. I was there that time with, you know, the indigenous staff on board as well as folks from the Native community to just kind of consult with us, so it's not just a them deciding what we want. And so they presented the book, you know, but they also consulted for, you know, ideas of how to present the programming and whatnot. In fact, on that note, mm-hmm. I want to thank some more folks here. So I want to thank the many members of the Native community and partners and our Indigenous staff who offered advice and resources and expertise, who planned Everybody Reads. So shout out mm-hmm. to Lisa Emery, Aaron Cooper, Ekaterina Sotomayor, Dana DuPont, and in particular, Melanie Fay. She put together the land acknowledgement that we're going to be using through these events. She's been working hard and extra hours to help Allison Kastner. She is the reading services librarian who's coordinating Everybody Reads. So mm-hmm. Melanie is also a zinestress. In fact, if you look up zinestress in Google, her picture is one of the first things to pop up. So she's literally the textbook definition of a zinestress. And she's actually going to be, she designed and is going to be hosting the Hear Hear PDX Urban Natives and Zine Making, which is Sunday, February the 23rd, 11 to 1 p.m. at the Independent Publishing Resource Center on 318 Southeast Main Street, Suite 155.
Well, there you go. Fantastic friend of the show. Of course, we've had Melanie on in the past, and so shout out to her from us too.
She's great to work with.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is fantastic. I love that this is highlighting not only an amazing book, but also to use that as an opportunity to highlight amazing people within our community and everything they can share. So really excited for that. So what other kinds of events can we look forward to in the next?
Well, keep in mind, all these events are free. You know, I like to point that out. I mean, it's from the library, so we've actually, they're not free. We've paid the taxes. So, you know, come make it worth it. Let's see. So coming up soon, January 29th, 7 p.m. at the Native American Student Community Center, we got an intimate evening with Catherine Paul of Black Belt Eagle Scout. So she'll be coming on the 29th. Another event that's going to be in February on the 5th, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Oregon Historical Society. That is the Celilo Collaborations, Sharing the Stories of a Place and Its People. I'll read a little bit from the description here. The Native fishing community of Celilo Village on the Columbia River has been home to Indigenous people for over 12,000 years. After World War II, it was threatened by many forces, including the construction of the Dalles Dam. PSU historian Dr. Katrin Barber and Linda Mianis of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Reservation, an educator whose grandmother worked to protect Celilo, will discuss the ongoing significance of the place in its community. And I've been to events from the Oregon Historical Society, and I tend to enjoy them. There is also Native Wisdom documentary film series. That will be Thursday, February 6th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. There are 220 seats. So again, it's a free event. If you can make it, please do. The film celebrates the efforts of Oregon's indigenous scientists, elders, and cultural keepers to preserve ecosystems where they gather first foods and medicines. The film from Native nonprofit Wisdom of the Elders demonstrate how traditional ecological knowledge is influencing resource and wildlife management, giving hope to a changing world. Conversation with filmmakers Tim Keenan Burgess, Paiute Shoshone, and Gnu Ditmer Berchun, Northern Cheyenne, Ho-Chunk Nation to follow. And I'm apologizing if I mispronounce any of those things, names and places. We have also coming up Indigenous Peoples of the Waters at the Bison Coffee House. If you've been there, it's a great little coffee shop. It's kind of small, but it's going to be a good event. Trevino brings plenty. And Se Adam Edmo, will be there sharing written works and life stories of people near a river. So Trevino brings plenty uses of poetry, music, and storytelling to capture the humor, sadness, and joy of contemporary Indian life. Sadam Edmo is a social justice advocate, writer, educator, and director of MRG Foundation. So you'll want to check that one out. Let's see. Indigenous Art in Oregon from Time Immemorial Until Now, Thursday, February 13 at the Hollywood Library. PSU historian Dr. Tracy Prince presents Forgotten Moments in Oregon's Native History. She will explain how Native culture, art, which survived time and cultural decimations, expressed through basketry, canoes, longhouse, burial platform, rock art, beadwork. She'll introduce us to vibrant contemporary artists whose sculptures and paintings are internationally renowned. There is There, There, Everywhere, Urban Native Experiences in Portland, Chicago, and Oakland. That's going to be at the Central Library, and I'll be hosting that event. Well, basically, I'll just present the presenter, but that will be Theodore Van Alst, a Lakota descent. He talks about his linked short story collection, Sacred Smokes, which follows Teddy, a Native kid growing up in Chicago. He'll discuss the urban Native experience as described in his work. There, There, Dr. Van Alst is the director of Indigenous Nation Studies at PSU. And then finally, Here, Here, PDX, Urban Natives and Zine Making, Sunday, February 23rd, 11 to 1 p.m., Independent Publishing Resource Center. And that's going to be with Melanie Fay, who we mentioned as well. As well as Kashin Doctor, and yeah, that's the only other person that's presenting that. So that one requires registration, and it begins February 10th. And then the last one is the, of course, Tommy Orange discussion on March 5th. About right.
Oh, I've been listening and also looking online about all these amazing events and just how diverse they are. I mean, we're talking about zine making, water protection right talks, the historical trauma talk as well. And I think that's really surprising that there's such a diversity of events happening. And I just wanted, do you know, were you one of the wonderful people that curated these events?
Well, I didn't curate the events. Allison Kastner is the library. Let me see her official title so I don't ruin this. Let's see here. Reading Service Librarian. I mean, we got together for a meeting, and it was folks from the community, the Native community, were called in. And so they're the ones who are really making the decisions, because we wanted it to be a community-led event and not just a library saying, hey, we got these things for you, you know. And so, yeah, that's, if anything, it's a reflection of the community's participation in the event. So that's why it's so diverse.
Which is a beautiful thing, because our community is very diverse.
Indeed.
Very diverse. But I think, again, this is just a beautiful highlight of some of the things that our community offers already. Mm. And like, all local amazing people that do amazing things. And this is a fantastic opportunity, because normally these kind of events don't happen till November for Native American Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. So every month is Native American Heritage Month here at Rose City Native Radio.
Yeah.
And so this is great. And so really quick, I wanted to read, for those who aren't familiar with the book itself, There, There by Tommy Orange. We have it right here. I'm not going to read it on air, but what I am going to do, I'm going to read the back here that kind of gives the overview of what this book is. So Tommy Orange's wondrous shattering novel, follows 12 characters from Native communities, all traveling to the big Oakland powwow, all connected to one another in ways they may not yet realize. Among them is Jackie Redfeather, newly sober and trying to make it back to the family she left behind. Danae Oxendine, pulling his life together after his uncle's death and working at the powwow to honor his memory. 14-year-old Orville, coming to perform traditional dance for the very first time. Together, this chorus of voices tells the plight of the urban Native American, grappling with a complex and painful history, with an inheritance of beauty and spirituality, with common and sacrifice and heroism, hailed as an instant classic. There is at once poignant and unflinching, utterly contemporary and truly unforgetful. So if you have not read There, which I have not, I know. I hear half the Native community being like, what, how? I'm going to read it now, thanks to my new friend here. So we have some copies, which is great. And yeah, so definitely if you're interested in a new book for 2020 for reading, check out There by Tommy Orange. And again, it's such a perfect selection. It seems like it kind of covers a wide range of Native experiences, but also kind of zeroing in on the duality of like being an urban Native, which is like a whole, Nick and I talk about that, like, I don't know, Nick, like most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much weekly.
We yell about it pretty much weekly, I think.
Absolutely.
Safe to say. But yeah, I think, I mean, obviously it relates to Portland as a whole in our community, being an urban Indian community. But again, just something so beautiful from an amazing book already, and then to have this kind of flourish into our community and to have libraries support that. I think I'd love to see more stuff like this. Do you think something like that would happen more in the future?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the plan too. I mean, this was supposed to generate, you know, the starts of a discussion of having more program that's not just in November. I do want to say one thing too. If you don't have the book, part of the Everybody Reads program is that the library gives out free copies of the book. So if you don't have it, head to your local library, get your free copy, share it with a friend, and start the conversation. And if we happen to run out, you can also we have ebook versions of it, and you can check it out the old-fashioned way too. Yeah. So,
well, there you go, everybody. Free books at the library. Who knew?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Yes, and I really I can't wait to see what other programming comes from y'all in the future as well. I mean, this is already a very, very strong start. Mm-hmm. I will say, like, it's a very strong start. And I hope that y'all continue to highlight Native voices and hold things like this more often, because yeah, that's fantastic. And it's just beautiful to see. I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
There's so much to look forward to with it as well. Yeah. So For the Tommy Orange talk again, that's March 5th,
mm-hmm.
and tickets will be available soonish.
I believe they're already for sale. I mean, I might have to check and see if they're sold out or not already. You know, they tend to sell out quick with these sort of events.
Of course.
But again, go to the events, enter your name, and you know, you can win tickets.
Fantastic.
Possibly. So the more you attend, the more chance you get.
There you go. And then you can learn from everybody and get a better chance of getting tickets to see Tommy Orange talk about his book and beyond and so much more. Yeah. Any final thoughts on or any final things? Final thoughts. That sounds a little scary.
Oh my gosh, what's going on here?
Any final wishes? Yeah. Last words.
No, I would just like to thank you guys for having us on your show and giving the opportunity to speak directly to folks and promote this wonderful event.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming out. And again, thank you for throwing this wonderful series of events. And I really, really hope that y'all do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know. Well, don't be a stranger.
We're going to rattle the cage. We're going to, you know, please, keep our voices heard and hopefully, you know, someone will listen. You know, squeaky wheel grease, something like that. You know, there's a saying.
Yeah, there's a saying. I don't know. There's a saying.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you continue to be squeaky, and we'll be here to broadcast it anytime.
All right. Thank you
so much. All righty then. So that's awesome. So we'll be posting Facebook events, if there are any, on our Facebook page as well at Rose City Native Radio. So you can find more information there. Check it out. Go to your local library. Get a free book. It's so amazing that this thing is available and at your fingertips, and you can get a chance to really get to know the Native community here if you're new. So, yeah, check out those events. We'll be posting them on our Facebook. Coming up next, this is A Tribe Called Red featuring Yasin Bey with R.E.D. here on Rose City Native Radio.
We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Confronted by the Alai Nation, Alien Nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Alai Nation, Alia Nation.
Kings, I mean it.
That was Blue King Brown with All Nations, and before that, A Tribe Called Red featuring Yasin Bey with R.E.D. Coming up next, this is Cody Coyote with Northern Lights here on KBOO Portland.
Ani Mi kwech mshomes Mi kwech nukames Mi quench, get ye manitou. Mi quench, mi quench, mi quench.
Before they would doubt me, knew nothing about me. Stuck in the limelight, darkness around me. All that's around me, voices that out me. Now I gotta shine bright, so they can't live without me. Who's not ever gonna have a hater? Now, living life like a picture. Who's not ever gonna have to wager? It's over now. Me quench to my creator. We are here. We are.
Dad, I was tell me,
son,
could be whatever you want.
Yeah.
No limits to control you.
Nah.
So do it all from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be a hater. Wherever you go.
Go.
No one ever said it's easy.
No
way. It's a rocky road. I'm the one that you love, one that you feel when I'm moving up. VQ in the room, better loosen up. Making moves for the crew, no one's playing us. We work so hard to make a hater blush. Fade from the hating line, a faker up. Peace for the love, son, I raise a cup. Give thanks to the creator for raising us, yeah. Anybody that be believing, vision quest up in the house, turning like a reason. These reasons are meaning. Couple things that I think when I'm seeing. Everybody gonna rep with the feeling. Gotta catch a check for your damn well-being. I'm seeing fruits of my labor. Gotta swing fast, wanna make it to the majors. No ceiling, shine like a laser. Don't got time, say goodbye to the haters. Put it down from the underground, bound with the sound so fresh. North to the east, cross Canada's best. Take your time to address. Cody Coyote, your vision quest. What's next? We blessed.
We are, we are, yeah. We are.
Of course, begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the Native nations and the European nations.
The story is told.
And retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that. And maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The truth in time. I had a name, but never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the Native side, but like many problems, begins on the Western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-Native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native nations, and we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why look at the treaty?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state governments, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
This is about healing. Healing.
Of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
That was Frank Wallen with Treaties, and before that, Cody Coyote with Northern Lights. It's now time for your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Super Indian.
Super Indian. The sock.
Mega Bear, quit fooling with the radio. Dioji picked that station.
Super Indian, how do you know Dioji likes this station?
What do you mean? You know he can talk.
I only heard him talk that one time. It's not fair. You know what Dioji says and I don't. You do creep me out.
Oh, Mega Bear, Dioji loves you.
We got any more moose jerky?
Mega Bear will be at the community house in less than an hour. The kids want to meet some real superheroes and their super, super dog.
Nobody rubs my ears.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, hey, get your hands off me. Hey, quit. Super Indian, Wampum Bax is standing in the middle of the highway.
Yes, it's time for Super Indian! Mega Bear crawls from the wreckage of the Res Rocket to find Super Indian unconscious. Dioji sits by his side.
Yep.
Wampum Bags is gone, Dioji! The Res Rocket ran over Super Indian by mistake! Bad car! Ow! Super Indian hurt his head! A strong smell will wake him up! I need something stinky!
Yep!
Dioji, I can't understand you! No tank to cheese! No superpowers. All I have is what Creator gave me. I can't lift this car off Super Indian.
Yep.
Nobody around for miles. Grandma! Grandpa! I need you!
Mega Bear is not alone. Watching undetected is Wampum Bags, wearing a leisure suit that renders him invisible.
What a pathetic sidekick. Wait till I get a taste of my Acme Thundermaker.
Oh, those clouds look dark and evil.
Whoop.
Oh, Monster Cloud, that was close. Super Indian, we have to get out of here. That cliff is gonna give way. Oh, I've never seen a dog hit by lightning. Smells like burnt fur and wet socks. Dioji, you okay?
Mega Bear.
Dioji?
Mega Bear.
Dioji!
Mega Bear!
Dioji!
Mega Bear! Your socks harbor a putrid scent that can revive Super Indian.
Holy hot dog! I can understand you, Dioji! Whoa, you still sound like that guy on Frasier.
Oh, for the love of Swedish meatballs, the lightning was not supposed to make the res dog audible to everyone. Stinking technology. I'm going back to my hockey game.
Mega Bear, quickly, take off your boot.
Oh, what a rank, foul odor.
Oh, Georgie, you were right. These do smell really bad. Super Indian, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to you. Here goes the sock. Hey, what happened to the crickets?
What? Oh, Greek Delorias! Ghost! Who cut the cheddar? Yeah!
Super Indian, we feared you were lost.
I wasn't feared, Dioji.
You can hear him, Mega Bear.
Not now! The cliff above! Oh. It's giving way!
Mega Bear, I can still smell that sock from here.
Hours later, the Res Rocket returns to the Leaning Oak Reservation.
Mega Bear, can you really hear DOG?
Super Indian, he sounds all gooder. That Thunderbolt was the ultimate DOG smackdown.
Mega Bear, may technology and science solve the riddle that is your everyday speech.
Huh? Many more Super Indian adventures can be yours. Let me be your guide. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Super Indian!
Super Indian!
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
That was your favorite superhero and mine, Super Indian, based off the comic book by Aragon Starr. You can find more information at superindiancomics.com. Coming up next here, we have Boogie the Beat with Mother Earth here on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio. want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For events, music, and more, please send it all to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we will see you next week, Indian Country.
Of Tenants is working to increase awareness in Washington County of the statewide law SB 608 that was passed in early 2019. It limits rent increases and no-cause terminations for residential leases. There's a temporary bilingual English and Spanish hotline set up for Washington County renters with questions about SB 608, rent increases, no-cause termination notices, and or lease non-renewal notices. The phone number is 503-644-3007. Again, that's the Renter's Right hotline phone number for Washington County every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. through January.